got no home or no place to roam. Ain't got no home or no place to roam.
Well, it's perfectly simple. Just take the knob and turn it clockwise. What are we supposed to do? Spend the rest of our lives in a house without windows? Now here is the living room.
And here's Reach Radio. Welcome to the show. This is the place where the coolest real estate professionals gather for the best real estate news, money-saving tips, along with the latest home buying facts and community event information. Our mission at Reach is placing families in a home, not just a house. Well, good afternoon. I'm Alan Mason, your host and housing heffy, along with Steve Cody and our show producer, Rick Snyder. And, of course, Charlie White is standing by. We'd like to remind you about the Reach Home Ownership Fair going on right now over at the Lake Worth High School in their Media Center at 1701 First Avenue South in Lake Worth. It started at 9 a.m. this morning. It'll wrap up around 3. There's still time to make it over there. We encourage you to go register for their 40-inch HD TV set that they have. It's not a raffle. It's not anything. You just get a ticket. Doesn't cost you anything. They draw the ticket. You have to be present to win, and you'll wind up with an HD TV. Hey, and there's also credit repair experts. They're on hand, mortgage assistance professionals, and the big one, down payment assistant coaches, along with lenders, realtors, and community housing professionals there to meet you one-on-one. Begin your path to home ownership by attending the Reach Home Ownership Fair until 3 p.m. today, and that's over at the Lake Worth High School Media Center. You want more information? Call the good folks at Reach at 855-48-REACH, 855-487-3224. You may check out our website at www.reachforhousing.org. That's Reach, the number 4, housing.org. Well, coming up on today's show, Pat Tracy joins us with some special HUD news for single-family home buyers. Stay tuned for this HUD alert. Then Steve Cody checks in at the bottom of the hour with the latest real estate news and a special story about something long and complicated. You may want to stay tuned for that. After the news, we'll get on the level with Charlie White. He hails from the Boynton Beach Lowe's Home Improvement Warehouse and is here to tell us what blue tarps and hurricanes have in common. Charlie White coming right up. Then in our Hammer the Scammer segment, the scammers are engaged and they're looking for you. This week, a summary of the most abused scams. And in our house segment, Carlton Thompson, our resident pest control freak, is here with a message for arachnophobiacs. I'll say that again, arachnophobiacs. In 35 minutes, they'll be crawling all over our house. And, of course, Reach Radio Spotlight Home of the Week has a special message. Tracy and Associates has bundled up a home buying package that includes down payment and mortgage assistance programs. You want to stay tuned for that. But right now, let's take a look at South Florida's latest real estate headlines, brought to you by ReachForHousing.org, your HUD-approved counseling agency. And here with the headlines is our consistently random voice and full-time news reporter, Random voice. I love it. Steve Cody.
I think I'll use this one today. Here are the headlines. People looking for a mortgage in spite of bad credit might be able to secure a loan, even if the credit score is below 620. Is there a catch? Of course. We'll tell you what the catch is. Expect at least 3 years of favorable real estate conditions, with overall housing markets projected to continue expanding at steady levels through 2017. This according to a new survey from the Urban Land Institute Center for Capital Markets and Real Estate. Say that three times real fast. Florida's long been ranked as the top state in the country for foreclosures. Now also it has the country's worst rate of disbursing $1 billion in federal foreclosure relief funds. This according to a new report by a federal enforcement agency. The U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development is awarding more than $38 million under HUD's Fair Housing Initiative program to over 100 groups across the nation, and some of these groups are friends of the radio show. People that you have heard right here will tell you who they are and how much they're getting. Mortgage applications went up by 25.5% last week compared with the prior week. According to the Mortgage Bankers Association's weekly survey, refinancing went up by about 25% too. Well, if it seems like banks are charging more and more to get your hands on your own money, guess what? It's not your imagination. ATM fees are soaring. We'll tell you about how much it's costing the average person now. And Florida's job engine appears to be pumping. The state added 15,700 private sector jobs in the month of September. That's up 25% from a year earlier. We'll have details of those stories and much more, including something long and complicated, at the bottom of the hour.
I can't wait. When we return, Pat Tracy has the inside scoop on the FHA's non-performing single-family mortgage loan program. What the heck is that? Pat Tracy is the only person in the house capable of explaining it, and she's equipped with Reach Radio's slingshot of brotherly love.
Ain't got no home, I know lady wrong. Ain't got no home, I know face wrong. I'm a lonely boy.
Concerned about your future? Don't know how to make it right? How will you get your credit back? Where will your family live? The financial crisis has become very personal. Sleepless nights, not sure how you can hang on. Reach out and let Reach work with you toward financial and housing stability again. The good folks at Reach are waiting for your call. They're a 501c3 HUD-approved organization with a heart. Contact a Reach certified counselor today at 855-48-REACH or email housing@reachforhousing.org. That's Reach, the number 4, housing.org. Check out their webpage and success stories at reachforhousing.org. Call 855-48-REACH. That's 855-487-3224. Email housing@reachforhousing.org. Most of the services are free, so reach out. They'll reach back. 855-487-3224.
Ain't got no home, I know lady wrong. Ain't got no home, I know face wrong.
Hey, welcome back to the Reach Radio Show. I'm still Alan Mason, your host and housing heffy, letting you in on a Reach Radio special. Are you fed up with renting? Would you like to eliminate your monthly rent payment? Well, if that's your dream, you need to know about Reach's first-time homebuyer workshop. This is the workshop that produces results. When you complete this 6-hour class, you will be officially qualified to receive government financing, down payment assistance, and many other financing options. The next workshop is Sunday, October the 18th, from 1 p.m. to 7 p.m. at Reach's offices located in Palm Beach, Florida. The next first-time homebuyers workshop in Miami Kendall office is November the 8th. Registration starts at 12:30. The class starts at 1 p.m. Now, there is a $49 fee for this HUD-approved workshop, but it includes food and beverages. And if you didn't pre-register, not to worry, oh, favored one, you may pay at the door. Folks, these classes fill up really fast, and we suggest that you pre-register, but if you don't, you get your name on the list, yeah, you can make it in there. For additional information about Reach's first-time homebuyer workshop, call the good folks at Reach right now, 855-48-REACH, 855-487-3224. And just to let you know, the first-time homebuyers workshop is a mandatory course if you'd like to qualify for government assistance.
This is Reach Radio in South Florida on 1230 WBZT and everywhere in America on iHeartRadio.
All right, our first guest is the star of the show. Pat Tracy is the executive director of Reach and is here to enlighten us about the latest HUD programs and how they may place you in your own home. Pat Tracy, welcome to your show.
Hi, Alan. How are you?
How is your Saturday?
My Saturday's going well, and I was just listening to you speak about the classes that we have ongoing.
Right.
And I did want to make make everyone aware that we also offer those classes online. They're at their own convenience. They can take them night, day, whenever they like. And if you go to our website, which is reach4housing.org, go under education, you can log in and take the classes there and then meet with us for a 2-hour one-on-one. So
right. Now there is a fee for that online course, correct?
There is a fee for the online course, and as you go through it, you will see all of that. It's $125, but it does allow you to take the class, be qualified for grants, and take them in your own location at your own speed.
Okay. Well, that makes, you pay a little bit more for the convenience. You know, you go to Publix and buy a gallon of milk, it's X, and you go to a farm store, and it's twice X. So if you want to come down to the location and take the course, it's $49. You want to take it online, it's $1.25. Not a bad deal.
That's correct, Alan.
All
and,
right.
And as you were, I heard your intro about China, but this is not about China.
China?
This is, you said something about the Chinese mortgages, but this is not that.
Okay.
This is what is happening right now to mortgages that have been made. It is notes on debts that are owed that are being lumped together and are being sold. And that because of those sales, when they occurred last year, whoever bought that paper, it's a big bulk of paper in the millions, which may include your house or my house, if those homes are in trouble, last year they only had to hold them 6 months, those notes, and then start foreclosure, and they did not have to try to help you keep your home. It was
right.
Just... That was it.
You're talking about the single-family nonprofit loan sale that HUD is putting together. Is that correct?
That is correct.
Okay.
That is correct. And so with that, because it was such a problem with only holding the homes for 6 months, the notes themselves,
right,
the paper, for only 6 months, and so many people losing their homes and no obligation to try to modify those homes, the government's come back in and said, okay, we're going to do the notes still. We're still selling them.
Right.
And some of them are only for profit margin people, but they do have to hold them for a year. Hmm. And we suggest that they try to work with these people to save their homes, but they don't demand it.
All right. So these were homes that were financed through HUD. They defaulted on the note. And, of course, HUD holds the home and the paperwork on it. Now they've bundled them up, and they're getting ready to release them for sale?
Yes, they have released the first group for sale, but it's not just HUD. It is Fannie and Freddie also.
Right.
Have put their notes in the pool, and they have been, first group was purchased. The people were, like, intense. They gave 6 months, and they did many foreclosures, so they saw that that was not a good way to go.
Right.
Now they are putting it together where hopefully you've heard the Senator Warren many times. Senator Warren is saying, okay, this does not create neighborhood stabilization, and we want to have one pool of notes, and this is what hopefully you'll hear about on our next show.
Mm-hmm.
One pool of notes that goes to nonprofits that will definitely work with the people to help them save their homes.
Right. Now, nonprofits, that's us.
Yeah, exactly. Now, we'd have to have the money to buy it. So that's where the nonprofit struggles. They've got to have the same millions of dollars or smaller pools, and that's what they're doing for nonprofits, making it a smaller pool in a specific location, because when the others were purchased, it was a group nationwide. They leveraged themselves, so they may have notes in Florida, notes in Michigan, notes in California, blah, 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 all over. Now, this nonprofit pool will have a distinct area that they will be in to try to create neighborhood stabilization.
Exactly.
And a smaller group, a little bit less money, and then more intense working during the year to help those people save their homes. They have done the first trial, which was Detroit, and, of course, a very needy area. They've done the first trial there. It hasn't had time to prove out, but we're in great hopes that these note purchases, because then you actually own the mortgage, you actually own the lien to the home, then you have the ability to work with people to stay in their home.
Right.
And continue to build a stronger community.
That's,
and that's what this is about.
Yes, that's one of the big assets, the neighborhood stabilization program. We have to keep the neighborhoods stable, and HUD has the tools to help you do that, and they do that through REACH. Now, what's this mean to the average home, the person that's just looking to buy a home? I want to buy a home. I don't care about the HUD program or this or that. What do I have to do? Well, we know you have to call REACH, and we can get you involved in this HUD single-family nonprofit loan sale.
Well, no, let's clear up. The loan sale is for people who already have homes.
Right.
And their notes are being sold. and they're being sold to very unscrupulous groups sometimes,
mm-hmm.
and so they're trying to move them a few to nonprofits to help those people. On the other hand, we also help people buy their homes, so the note has not yet been produced. It will be when they close.
Right.
And that's what we're doing when we do the first-time home buyer classes, and when we meet with people and find it very exciting to help someone get into their home, thereby the note is produced that could later be sold outside of banking, which
right.
is, that becomes the very danger if you think about it. If banks are regulated and they have to deal with people, but they take all their notes and they sell them to those non-regulated groups.
You mean like investment groups and things
yes.
like that?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you jogged a memory, Pat. I remember now when we were out at the seminar out there. That was the big fear, that they have all this inventory and they're just going to release it out. Then the venture capitalists come in and they buy it all up. And then how does that help someone get a home? And how does that help the neighborhood stabilization project? So that's
it does not. It just helps the wealthy become more wealthy. And the person lose their home. That's why this nonprofit pool is so important, because those will be people with a heart, and they will try to work. And these, as you know, to the nonprofits are going to be the most delinquent, the most difficult to work with. They've already said that. But it's at least maybe it will give those people a chance to try to reclaim their home. And that's what we're hoping. The funding is there, and that this can come along and make it work.
Well, the bottom line is that you just call 855-48-REACH, 855-487-3224. Ask for Pat, and she will help you out. Pat, this is great information, and I think Marlene Robinson from HUD will be on next week, and she'll clarify this a little bit more for us. And there's also a seminar coming up on the 21st. It's a webinar, so you could actually click in on that. We'll talk more about that. But, Pat, thanks for clearing that up for us.
Thank you, Alan.
All right. Well, we're gonna check out with the folks. Dee and Kanisha are over at the home ownership fair at the Lake Worth High School. We'll be checking in with them next. Pat, thanks a lot for checking in with us. All right. When we return, who knows what's going to happen when we return? We're going to go over to the Lake Worth High School Media Center and talk with Dee and Kanisha and find out what's going on there. And we'll find out about that 42-inch big screen HD TV. You got a chance to win it.
Got no home. I know later on. Ain't got no home. I know phase wrong.
Making home affordable. MHA can help you. Do you know your options? REACH is ready to help to make your home affordable. You may be able to lower your payment. You may be unemployed and need help. You may owe more on your house than it's worth. Or your home is no longer affordable and you want a way out. Get real help today and real answers. Contact REACH, your HUD-approved housing counselor, and learn more about Making Home Affordable, MHA, and how you can be helped. Email REACH at housing@reachforhousing.org. REACH, the number 4, housing.org. Our phone number is 855-48-REACH. MHA, let's make your home affordable today. Don't miss out. Reach out. Email housing@reachforhousing.org. REACH, the number 4, housing.org. Call REACH at 855-48-REACH. 855-487-3224.
Ain't got no home. I know a place wrong. Ain't got no home. I know a place wrong.
Hey, welcome back to REACH Radio. I'm Alan Mason, your host, and Housing Heffy, along with Steve Cody, Rick Snyder, and Charlie White. We're all here having a great day, and we want to take you over to the Home Ownership Fair going on right now at the Lake Worth High School. They have a lot of things going on. There's a lot of professionals there to help you out, one-on-one counseling from credit professionals and from all the government program, and of course the REACH counselors will be there. We've got some of the hottest REACH counselors on the planet, I would venture to say. Dee Phillips, what did they say about her one time? Someone called in and said, she has a smart brain. She's really one of the top. Kenesha Wood is also mm-hmm. one of the top counselors. We're trying to make a little phone contact with them right now as they are over at the fair. We encourage you to stop on over at the Lake Worth High School Media Center right now. The HUD gang is over there. I call them a gang, maybe rightfully so. I don't know. they're a bunch of great people, and they're there to help you get into a house. You know, every week we come on the show and talk about home buying and the opportunities that REACH offers regular folks like you and I to get into a home. And now they're over at the Lake Worth High School in their media center there, and they're all set up to help, aid, and assist you get into your own home.
REACH has done quite a few of these, and to me, the benefit of this is that it takes away the hassle. Now, all of this information is available on the internet, it's available at the library, it's available here, it's there and there, but what REACH has done is they brought together bankers who actually write loans.
Mm-hmm.
They brought together counselors who, if your credit score happens to be a little bit low, or if your down payment isn't enough, or maybe there's assistance available that you don't know about, they're in that same place. Also, if you already own a home and you're considering refinancing it, there's help for you there. If you need help rehabilitating a home that needs help, they're available there as well. So what they've done is they brought a whole bunch of industry professionals into one place. So no matter what question you might have about home ownership, they can answer it. I understand we have them on the line, but it's a really bad connection. You want to give it a try or not?
Let's see. D, are you in there?
Yes, I'm here.
Hi, D.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you now. What's going on over there at the Lake Worth High School?
Well, we're here with the Palm Beach Housing Collaborative, and we have different speakers giving out information about the housing, about just housing in general.
Right. I understand you have some credit repair experts.
Yes,
they're there to help out.
You're talking to one.
Yes.
Are you a credit repair
expert?
No,
D. Expert?
Oh, D.
I do help people with that, yes.
D, you have a smart brain. You know that, don't you?
Well, I'm trying to find out about it, okay?
And here's the big thing. You have a 42-inch HD TV over there that you're...
Yes, there is a TV that's going to be given away this afternoon.
Yeah, given away. That's better. I mm-hmm. hate to use the word auction because it's not an auction. It's not a... What is it? You're just giving it away, right?
Yeah, so right. It's a raffle. They're going to draw some lucky person will walk out with this TV this afternoon.
Wow. Do I have to pay to get into that?
No. This is a free event.
Free. So let's see. It's done at 3. It's 12:30. Got about 2.5 hours. I'd say get on over there and drop your name in the hat, and maybe you walk away with an HD TV.
That's right.
Who makes
that's
it?
Right. And some information.
Well, that's the most important part.
Yeah, at the very least, you'll get some smart brain.
That's right.
I think it rubs off. If they get close to D, that's what will happen. Now, you've got some folks from the banks there, too, right?
Yes, we do. We have a number of different banks here. We have other agencies throughout Palm Beach County that are here, and they're here ready and willing to serve and provide information to the clients or the people that come in to
people,
the event.
Yeah, people that are looking to buy a house.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And there's no fee.
It's free. It is free.
Now you're hidden. I could, because I've been to the Lake Worth High School Media Center before. You really have to. You have some signs set up.
In the cafeteria.
Yeah, it's by the cafeteria. So you just kind of follow the signs when you walk
follow
in.
Follow the signs, right?
Or just say to someone, "Where's that REACH thing going on?"
Somebody point us to the cafeteria. We did have some volunteers that were standing out with signs to the housing fair.
Right.
But if not, just ask anyone on the grounds to point you to the cafeteria.
Very, very cool. Well, we're going to stop by after the show and say hi and see what's going on over there. And
all right.
And
all right.
Maybe so Charlie will come over and put his name in that HDTV drawing there, right?
Okay. Well, we invite all of the listeners to come on down and, you know, find out more about about house buying.
Well, yeah. Let's get a house.
That's right.
All right. All right, Dee. We're looking forward to it. We'll see you in a little bit, all right?
All right. We'll do.
All right. Thanks.
Later.
Thanks
Bye-bye.
A lot. Okay, we're about to launch the second half of the REACH Radio Show. Directly after the news, we get on the level with Charlie White. He hails from the Boynton Beach Lowe's Home Improvement Warehouse, and we're going to have a heart-to-heart TARP discussion about hurricanes. Charlie White coming right up. Then, Hammer the Scammer segment. We reveal the most abused scams. Maybe you've been scammed and you don't even know it. Hammer the Scammer. Get ready. Then, Carlton Thompson, our resident pest control freak, is in our house today with a strange but fascinating message for arachnophobiacs. They're crawling up the walls in our house segment. And Reach Radio Spotlight Home of the Week has a special bundle just for first-time home buyers. A bundle? Yeah, wait till you hear this. But right now, live from the Electronic Palace, it's Reach Radio's real estate news at the bottom of the hour with a guy who claims 4 out of 3 people listen to the news while in the shower. It's Reach Radio's effervescent news guy, Steve Cody.
Thank you, sir. People looking for a mortgage in spite of bad credit might be able to secure a loan, even if their credit score is below 620. Now, the first step is for the buyer to get a copy of their credit report. It's available online. There's a place called annualcreditreport.com where you can get one for free. Then comes the mortgage application process. Now, FHA is the only program right now for applicants with credit scores below 620. Fannie and Freddie, meanwhile, offer conventional loan financing with a hard credit score of at least 620. There are stringent income requirements. The lower the credit score, the more risk the lenders have to take when they sign off on a home loan. Lenders now require consumers to have at least 43% debt-to-income ratio to minimize the chances of defaulting. This is one of those things that you need to learn about, and if you go to this home fair we were talking about, you can, or you can call Reach and they will help you to get through that. Expect at least 3 more years of favorable real estate conditions, with the overall housing market projected to continue expanding at steady levels through 2017. This according to a new survey from the Urban Land Institute Center for Capital Market and Real Estate. The results are based on predictions from 49 of the real estate industry's top economists and analysts. Compared to previous forecasts, the latest ULI forecast is a little less bullish on its outlook, however. Overall, though, real estate indicators are expected to be better than their 20-year average through next year. Florida, long ranked as the top state for foreclosures, now has the country's worst rate of disbursing $1 billion in federal foreclosure release funds. This according to a new report by a federal enforcement agency. 5 years into the foreclosure relief program known as Hardest Hit Fund, a lack of oversight by the U.S. Treasury Department has allowed Florida to deny more applications and to disburse a lower percentage of funds than any other state, according to the Special Inspector for the Troubled Asset Relief Program. The Treasury Department responded to the findings by noting that no one found any fraud or waste or abuse in terms of spending that money. It basically was politics. In addition, Florida has shown, quote, significant progress in assisting homeowners in recent years and even pioneered new ways of distributing the funds to qualified applicants. Florida has a handful of programs to address housing issues that include delinquent borrowers who have struggled due to unemployment, underemployment, divorce or family death, underwater homeowners, senior homeowners struggling with reverse mortgages, and credit-qualified first-time home buyers. The U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development is awarding $38 million under HUD's Fair Housing Initiative program to over 100 groups across the nation to fight housing discrimination. Here in Florida, 7 groups throughout the state will get about $2.5 million. The funding, provided through competitive grants, will support a range of fair housing enforcement efforts, including fair housing testing, as well as activities that help to educate the public, housing providers, and local governments about their rights and responsibilities under the Fair Housing Act. Local recipients include the Fair Housing Center of the Greater Palm Beaches in Lantana. They'll get $277,000. The Palm Beach County Legal Aid Society is getting a nice stipend. The funding is to enable organizations committed to justice and equality to support efforts to ensure that everyone has equal access to available housing opportunities. Mortgage applications went up by 25.5% last week compared with the week prior. This according to the Mortgage Bankers Association weekly survey. Refinancing was up by about 25% too. Aside from a slight dip in mortgage rates, the surge in applications could be attributed to borrowers rushing to submit their paperwork before changes in the mortgage disclosure forms went into effect. That was on October 3rd that they made those changes. The benchmark 30-year fixed rate mortgage fell to 3.95%. This according to Bankrate.com. And Florida's job engine keeps pumping. The state added 15,700 private sector jobs in September. That's up 25% from the same time a year ago. And finally, a British man whose legal name is something long and complicated. No, that's the actual name. He said that Facebook suspended his account and refused to believe his driver's license. Mr. Complicated, his friends call him something long and, who was born William Wood and changed his name legally in 2007, said in a Facebook post, after his account was reinstated, he had been on Facebook for 8 years and previously had some trouble verifying his identity, but the most recent incident was the most, pardon the expression, complicated. Mr. Complicated said that his troubles started recently when he attempted to log into his Facebook account and instead got a message saying his identity needed to be verified before he could log into the social network site. The user said that he submitted various copies of his driver's license, his passport, his credit cards, mail, and the site continued to tell him the documents were not sufficient to confirm his identity. Mr. Complicated wrote Facebook, and they made no progress at all toward reinstating his account until he sent a link to a news article about his problem. That link was posted on the site. Facebook reinstated Mr. Complicated's account and told him that he would no longer be able to edit his own name on the site, instead giving a link to a form for the process should he need it in the future. The moral of the story is don't change your name to something long and complicated. It will cause problems.
You know what? That's what he gets for being so complicated.
That, my friends, is the news, such as it is.
There you go. All right, we would like to thank you for joining us every Saturday. Your company is appreciated. Just a quick note, if you're headed over to the Reach Home Ownership Fair, there's about 2.5 hours remaining. We encourage you to stop by and register to win that 40-inch big screen TV. I think it's a 42. I don't know if it says 40, but you must be present to win that. And you could meet with credit repair experts and mortgage assistance professionals are there. You begin your path to home ownership by getting on over to the Reach Home Ownership Fair going on right now at the Lake Worth High School in their media center. And like we said, it's free of charge. Okay, look who's here. Ladies and gentlemen, it's Charlie White. You know, if you're looking for home improvement assistance at warehouse prices, then Charlie White has the solution. He hails from the Boynton Beach Lowe's Home Improvement Warehouse. Charlie, welcome back to the show again.
Glad to be here, Alan.
What's going on? It's hurricane season, and you have some news about blue tarps and roof repair and...
Well, you know, everybody sees these blue tarps that people put on their roofs, and, you know, it has nothing to do with hurricanes, but has a lot to do with...
Just like the blue tarps.
It has a lot to do with losing part of your roof. I mean, it might not be a hurricane. It could be a tornado. It could be your neighbor's tree. Of course, we've all seen that, you know, car commercial.
Yep.
Your blue tarps are not on your emergency package. No. When you pack up your food and your emergency and generators and all that. I'm not saying it's a bad thing to have one. It's also a good thing to have one. So, I mean, everybody who has seen a blue tarp knows it's a wonderful thing.
Are you trying to tell me that it's better to have it and not need it than it is to need it and not have it?
That's exactly what I'm saying. You ever been seen the pictures from the some space of the people in New Orleans or in after Andrew?
Blue tarpia.
You couldn't tell the difference between water and the tops of roofs everywhere else.
Well, that's true.
You can do a lot with a blue tarp and some duct tape. Not just the roof, everywhere.
You can make a tent, and you can wrap the. And we're not going to go there.
So you're trying to tell us that it's blue tarp season? What do you have? Another month or so of hurricane season?
We have right at 1 month left, and then the hurricane season is over. It's not unheard of for a hurricane to come through our area at the end of October, first of November. Mm-hmm. Don't throw away and don't use up all your emergency rations yet. But keep in mind that some things do happen and. Season is not quite yet over with.
Right. Well, it's best to be prepared, especially for something like that. And I know because the last one that we had here, I guess 2005 or 6.
2006?
The big one. We were out, power was out for like 11 days.
Some people haven't had as long as 45 days. It was a lot of small little municipalities that had problems with power issues.
Right. And so that means the generators. You guys got generators over there at Lowe's. You got all the blue tarps. You got all the plywood. You got everything, right?
We have everything you need that we can help you out. Best thing to do is pull out your emergency list and take care of that list and make sure you still have it. Don't use it all up yet.
Mm-hmm.
Food is important.
Right. Well, you know, most of the stores, I mean, we had a, what was Paul Barrett, the prepper, This guy's like a professional prepper. And we brought him on to talk about the hurricane, and he said, hurricanes are nothing. I mean, you're not going to be going without food for more than 2 or 3 days, and what you have in your house should do it. But I think the most thing that you should get prepared for is keeping your property safe.
Keep your, you know, we're talking about the blue tarps.
Right.
Don't be rude, but look at your neighbor's roofs.
Mm-hmm.
If they got loose shingles or they got problems and their roof's going to come off, it's going to come take your roof out.
Mm-hmm.
You don't go walk up to your neighbor real nice and say, you know, but tell him, hey, look, you have a roof issue. Kind of be nice to him and point out, hey, we might need to get this fixed.
Right.
You know, save your roof by looking at other people's roofs too, and the trees and everything else. You know, it's one of those issues. And now at Lowe's, we have a very good team there that can actually help put together your emergency kits. We also have a great team there that can help you if you have any other repairs that need to be done.
Most of the time people say, mind your own business, you know. My roof's my roof and yours is yours. But in a way, you are minding your own business, because if his roof is messed up, it's coming to your house.
Here's a better approach.
Okay. All right.
Even if your neighbor is a grouch.
Okay.
You go to Lowe's. You go see Charlie. You get his business card.
You let him take care of it.
No, you get his business card and you give that to your neighbor and say, look, I just want to be neighborly and I want to help you out. You might want to call this guy.
I'll be happy to talk
to
him.
And just leave it at that instead of saying, hey, your roof sucks.
All right. Well, we used to say, tell them Charlie sent you, but we don't say that anymore. We say go over to the Lowe's Home Improvement Warehouse there and say, where's Charlie? I need to talk to him. Or you could just call him up at 561-733-1397. That's 561-733-1397 and ask for Charlie. He'll help you right out.
Thanks, I'll be
Charlie.
There.
We appreciate it.
This is Reach Radio in South Florida on 1230 WBZT and everywhere in America on iHeartRadio.
All right, just as we predicted, it's time to hammer the scammer, because they're out there. We must be aware. This week's report brought to you by ReachForHousing.org. They say reach for the dream in 2015 simply because you can. And you could go over to the home ownership fair at the Lake Worth High School going on right now and get a hold of that dream. They have all the handles there. It's really cool. All right, Rick Snyder is still on assignment. And Steve?
Yeah, right.
I have a feeling that this vacation assignment thing might be one of Rick's scams. He's scamming us. Let's take a look at the plethora of abused scams that are still performing well. You know, one would think after a while these scams would become obvious. Everybody knows about them. But according to the Federal Trade Commission, the following scams are alive and well. Now, the first one they have is census-related fraud. Census. Now, you might say, how can somebody get fraudulent information in a census taking? Well, what happens is a lot of the Census Bureau employees actually take information from you. If you've had one of those guys knock on your door, they get your name, your address, just about everything that they need to steal your identity. Now, we know, I think we know, the good folks at the federal government would never do that. But we just have folks that work for the federal government. Sometimes they can take that information that they collect about you and use it for fraud or stealing your identity. If you feel that you've received a survey that looks bogus, or someone from the Census Bureau is knocking on your door and wants information, call the regional U.S. Census Bureau office, especially if somebody wants to come and visit your home that to conduct a survey. That could be a scam.
If somebody coming from the federal government asks you for a Social Security number, say, that's not my number, it's yours. You already have it. You gave it to me.
That's correct.
So, no, you know what it is, or you're bogus.
That's
one of
right.
the two.
You know, Rick says that every time we do the scam report. He always says, never give information to people out over the phone.
Mm-mm.
They don't need it. Most of the time, if the bank's calling, they already have that information.
Absolutely.
And for them to say, you know, we're just trying to verify this.
Mm-mm.
Yeah. Verify this. All right. And you know, I was going to get into this other scam with the census, and I think we'll let that go this week.
That's good for another show.
Yeah, that is. We'll give you a little tease on it. It has to do with counting everyone.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, when they do the census, that determines how many representatives you have in your state in the Electoral College. And anyway, we'll save that for another show. Charity scams. Not All organizations that claim to be charities or help people are reputable. Some scam artists set up fake organizations, taking advantage of the public's generosity immediately after a tragedy or a disaster, you know, like an earthquake somewhere, and immediately you see five things come up online. Donate here to help the good folks. The only thing you can do there, folks, is check them out.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the internet is so vast, and, you know, they say don't believe anything you hear on the internet. Maybe.
Well, Google is your friend. If you type in a name and then end that with the word scam,
yeah,
like, you know, Amalgamated Charities Incorporated scam,
right?
If it's a scam, it's going to pop up on Google.
You know, when I do those kind of searches, I look for at least 10.
Mm-hmm.
10. If one person, oh, this is a scam, and yeah, I don't see any more, then, you know, that could be somebody just putting something up there.
Yeah.
But if you see 10 or 15 people saying, hey, this is a scam, mm-hmm, chances are it's probably a scam, you know. And here's the best thing you could do. If you feel that you're being scammed by anything, there's a couple of places that you can go to. Number one, you can go to the state's attorney's office. Who would better know? Anyone that ever had a complaint about a scam, first person they call is the state's attorney. Or the Better Business Bureau. You can check any one of those places. Just don't assume that you can get a tax deduction for donating to an organization that says they're a 501c3. That doesn't necessarily mean that they are that they can offer you legally the tax deduction. They have to be registered with the IRS, and they have to have a number that shows them of their status. And that's easy to check. You can go right to the internet, to the IRS website, and check that out. Just verify the name. Fake charities often choose names that are similar to established charities. And they use words like children, cancer, disaster relief. Don't send cash to any of these people. Always pay with a check or a credit card if you feel that you must do something. That way, if you find out it's a scam, you could probably get some of that money back. What else do we have here? Lots of scams. Illegal aliens. Here's one that you'll really love. They come up to you, someone comes up to you and says, hey, you know, I'm not from this country, and I won the lottery. Here's the ticket. And they show you the ticket, and you take the numbers, and you look at the ticket, and you match numbers online, and hey, they match up.
Can you believe people still fall for that?
I know.
It's been around for years.
Yes. Well, that's what we just said at the beginning. These are old, established scams, but they still work because people aren't paying attention to that. You know, I can't cash this in legally, so here, give me $1,000 or $2,000, and you can have this $10 million lottery ticket.
Yep.
Oh, yeah, let's do that right away.
You know what they say about if it seems to be too good to be true?
Then it's probably not.
It is.
Well, you know, we started the scammer segment about 2-3 months ago,
mm-hmm,
and most of the emails that we get, you know, you can go to the reachradioshow.com website, and there's a button there that says email, and you can click on that and send us your comments or mm-hmm any information. And most of the email traffic that we get, scams.
Mm-hmm.
People want to know about the scams. So there you go, folks. We gave you a few scams to keep your eyes open for, and hammer the scammer. That's why we're here.
The one I've been watching for is the skimmer on the pump at the gas station.
Yes, yes.
Because some of those things do look a little hinky, you know, even the real ones do.
Mm-hmm.
So what I always do now is I go to the pump that's closest to the window,
right,
instead of the one that's farthest away,
right,
because that's one that anybody could fall for because they do look the same,
right. You don't know it. They do put a little tag, a little strip, a peel off strip, mm-hmm, around the edges of the panel that goes on the gas
mm-hmm
pump. If you see that little strip broken, only takes a second to look at it. You'll see it. It's right there.
I'll look for that.
And if that little strip is broken, I would go inside and say, hey, what's going on with that pump? If you feel like you've been scammed and you want to tell somebody about it, you may go to www.ftc.gov/complaint. That FTC, of course, stands for the Federal Trade Commission. So www.ftc.gov/complaint, and they'll let you know if you have a legitimate complaint.
Our house is a very, very, very fine house.
Okay, let's get into Our House. This week's segment is brought to you by ReachForHousing.org, your HUD-approved housing counseling agency. And joining us on the phone right now is Carlton Thompson. He's our resident pest control freak, here with some fascinating news for arachnophobiacs, or those who think Spider-Man's a creepy crawler, I guess. Carlton, how are you doing today?
I'm doing pretty good. How are you doing?
All right, you're not an arachnophobiac, are you?
Nope. I can identify any spider anywhere, anytime. It's all the dead spider.
It's the only good spider is a dead spider, that's for sure. Hey, you know, the reason we're having this subject here is I had a friend of mine who opened up his barbecue grill to make him some chicken last week, and when he did, this big spider jumped out. I mean, a huge, about the size of a baseball, jumped out at him, had a big sack pocket on it, an ugly-looking thing. So, you know, the first thing I did is took a picture of it, and we sent it up to Carlton, and he said it was a what? A wolf spider?
Probably a wolf spider, yeah.
What the heck?
Scarier than... They're scarier. They look scarier than they are.
You know, I did. I checked it up, and their venom, basically, if it bites you, you're going to be itchy and probably uncomfortable for a few hours.
Yep, that's about it.
All right. So how can we tell if a spider is poison or not?
Well, I knew you were going to ask me that, so I went ahead and did some extra research so I could get some good information out there. And there's basically about 5 spiders in the state of Florida that are actually venomous.
Mm-hmm.
The southern black widow, the northern black widow, the red widow, and the brown widow, and the brown recluse. Mm-hmm. Now, the black widows, they've got certainly a bad name, but they'll mess you up for a day or so, maybe up to 4 if you don't get it treated.
Mm-hmm.
The brown recluse, now he's the one that can do some pretty good damage to you. Now, here's the trick about the brown recluse. The argument is that there's no brown recluse in the state of Florida. Some say there's not. Some say that there is.
Uh-huh.
The reason is we've had a lot of incidents in emergency rooms that are, you know, that resemble the brown widow or brown recluse's
mm-hmm.
symptoms. But the problem is nobody's been able to capture the spider that bit them to bring it in to verify it.
Uh-huh.
But the state is currently doing a survey on it throughout the state, mostly through the Orlando-Tampa area, which is where they seem to be having the most concentration of the symptoms.
Mm-hmm.
So the tricky thing is you may see a common house spider, which is very, very similar to the brown recluse, but the brown recluse on his head is going to have a violin shape with 3 dots.
Ah.
That's the thing you need to know.
A violin shape?
It's going to look like a little brown. On top of his head, there's going to be some brown hairs that are going to form the shape of a violin.
Hmm. Is there any reason that we should have spiders around the house? I'm thinking if I see a spider, I'm stepping on it. That's the end of it. But there might be a reason to have spiders around. Or should we just step on it?
Well, they get a lot of bugs and eat a lot of other bugs, catch them in their webs and things like that. They've got a purpose. But rule of thumb, I would say, keep them out of the house.
Yes.
Unless you want to, you know...
step on it.
Mess with the wife.
Yeah, I like
which
that.
I have done and have on video. I'll show you one time.
All right, so let's just recap it. We have 5 venomous spiders in Florida. Is that including the brown recluse, or are we...
Yes. Okay. You've got the southern black widow, the northern black widow, the red black widow, the brown widow, which is usually most common. I have seen a large amount of the actual black widows, which on their belly, they're going to be underneath things, kind of underneath the bottom of a railing, anything where they're going to be in a little small, tight space. That's where they like to be. And they won't, none of these spiders are real aggressive. They're not going to come at you. It's usually when you end up accidentally touching them and putting pressure on their body that they just defend themselves.
All right, we got it. So stay away from the spiders.
Yep.
All right, brother. We appreciate you calling in and checking out the show today. And I'm going to take the advice and just step on a spider and call it a day.
Okay.
All right. When we return, you want a new home? We have some. Interest rates are still incredibly low. And if you're a vet, thank you for your service and welcome to 100% financing. No money down for qualified vets. Stay tuned. We'll tell you how to get that done.
Ain't got no home.
I know. Making home affordable. MHA can help you. Do you know your options? Reach is ready to help to make your home affordable. You may be able to lower your payment. You may be unemployed and need help. You may owe more on your house than it's worth. Or your home is no longer affordable and you want a way out. Get real help today and real answers. Contact Reach, your HUD-approved housing counselor, and learn more about Making Home Affordable, MHA, and how you can be helped. Email Reach at housing@reachforhousing.org. Reach the number 4 housing.org. Our phone number is 855-48-REACH. MHA, let's make your home affordable today. Don't miss out. Reach out. Email housing@reachforhousing.org. Reach the number 4, housing.org. Call Reach at 855-48-REACH. 855-487-3224.
Ain't got no home. I know a lady wrong. Ain't got no home. I know face wrong.
Welcome back to the Reach Radio Show. I'm Alan Mason, your host, and Housing Heffy, here with a message for future homeowners. If you're planning to use FHA, HUD, or other government assistance programs, you must complete selected HUD-approved training workshops in order to qualify. And you know what I say? I say you just pack up the car and head on over to the Lake Worth High School in their media department and speak to the folks at Reach. They're over there right now. And if you want to get into a home, you want to have your own home, this is the place to go. This is where you start. It is at the Lake Worth High in their, well, of course, Dee said it's in the cafeteria, but they announced it as in the media room. I'm going to say that the media room is right next to the cafeteria. So I would run on over there. If you can't get in, can't find the way, call them at 855-48-REACH, 855-487-3224, and they'll tell you how to get you in there. Now, Reach offers many comprehensive credit repair workshops. They teach you how to deal with real credit issues, getting you on a sound track. You know, this is the place to go. It's right over at the Lake Worth High School in the cafeteria. Okay, it's time for this week's Spotlight Home of the Week, and it is brought to you by Pat Tracy and Associates. We just had Pat on the line here a little bit ago. Her phone number, 561-351-8000. 561-351-8000, just in case you wanted to know that. Keep that number safe and by your side there. Pat Tracy and Associates has bundled up a special home buying package just for you. Now, I can tell you it has some down payment assistance formulas in there. It has lots of closet space, and along with a mortgage payment assistance sauce. I guess if you want to cook up your own home mortgage, this is where you go. There are many other programs designed to help aid and assist you in becoming a homeowner, and Pat Tracy and Associates is ready to do that for you. You can give her a call at 561-351-8000. And like we said, if you want to fast track that that motion, head right on over to the Reach Home Ownership Fair right now. There's a couple hours remaining. You can get in there and register for that HDTV that they have. You do have to be present to win. But, hey, while you're there, you can talk to the counselors and all the other professionals that are there to help you. And let's see. We have one more thing here. Oh, yes. It's free of charge, by the way. You can just head on over there and put your name in the bucket, and maybe you'll wind up with that 40-inch TV there. Hey, you know what? The worst thing is you could wind up with a house.
There you go.
Yeah, there you go. All right. Now, Steve, you have some information real quick here. We got about 10 seconds left. The red carpet event coming up on the 24th of October. That's at the Reach offices in Palm Beach Gardens. You have a look on your face like, what?
You caught me unaware.
Unaware. In your underwear.
The 24th of October.
Isn't that coming up at the end of the month here?
Mm.
You know what? Here's
go to our website.
I was just going to
reachforhousing.org.
That's right.
Reach, the number 4, housing.org. Click on calendar and all that stuff will be there.
That's true.
I don't want to say something I don't know to be perfect. So go to the website, check it out.
Yeah, there you go. Well, that's all the time left to us today, folks. We thank you for spending your Saturday noon afternoon with us. And just a reminder, coming up Saturday, October the 18th, is the First Time Home Buyer Workshop. And then, of course, Reach Counselors will be on hand with skilled professionals to help you get into your own home. And if your energy needs a little boost, next week's show has a biological battery that may lift your posterior above the seat of the chair. Woo! You may want to tune in to listen to that. Check out the Reach Radio Show website at reachradioshow.com. We'll see you next Friday, Saturday, noon to 1. There we go.
Ain't got no home. I know face wrong. I'm a lonely boy.